welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James. We are at Old Trafford in Manchester. Beautiful, sunny June lunchtime now. I don't think I've seen the sun once today. I've been stuck in this room all day, so that's not good for such a lovely day like today. I have a new guest with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Maria Tomkinson. I don't actually do a lot of marketing at the moment, but I support marketing apprentices.
Okay, so this is a different topic or kind of avenue for discussion on this podcast because, yeah, the vast majority of things that we do are with people who are in marketing roles. So for anyone that doesn't kind of understand what that stuff means, so marketing apprenticeships, what are they? How do they work?
An employer wants to train up a marketing person. We then support them, give them the knowledges, the skills, the behaviours to become an effective marketer. We've got certain curriculum we have to follow. We do multi-channel marketer at level 3 and a level 4 marketing executive as well. And it all depends on experience, job role, everything else. Anyone can be an apprentice. So I've got apprentices from like age about 17, 18 to in the 50s.
Oh, wow.
It's not a problem. It's just a way of gaining that experience, getting that knowledge, and then also then being assessed for competency. So at the end of the apprenticeship, any employer knows that a level 3 multi-channel marketer apprentice can hit the ground running once they've found out about the oddities of the business.
I know a couple of people in what I would class as being, you know, pretty decent marketing roles who started out doing apprenticeships. I'm a big fan of them because I think it's a really good way of learning all the right ways of doing things. Not that there's anything wrong with going to university and doing a degree, but in certain things you're taught a way of doing it, and then you go and get a job and realize you've got to untrain yourself from all those, you know, theoretical things that you've been told, to actually learn the on-the-job way of doing it. So I've always been a big fan of apprenticeships. How has a marketing apprenticeship changed as the world of marketing has changed? Because when I look at marketing now compared to how it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it's changed loads. So I guess the way in which you've got to kind of teach it has changed as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I started with marketing apprenticeships about 12 years ago, and the qualification was social media for business. And, well, things have totally, totally changed. The software's changed, the way marketing's done's changed. TikTok arrived, so many new platforms. So we're constantly, constantly changing. And as soon as you start on any marketing apprenticeship, you become a lifelong learner. You haven't got a choice. Because what was relevant 6 months ago isn't relevant anymore. So you're constantly, constantly learning, keeping updated, looking or following influencers in marketing, seeing what's happening, looking at new software, plenty of research all the time. There's a lot going on.
Has the topic of AI come up yet?
A lot, a lot. We've been using AI for quite a few years now, just from initially a basic ChatGPT. Can you create me a quick social media post for the opening of a fish and chip shop in Grimsby? And it had come up with something reasonable. But now, what AI can do is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. One thing that AI is very, very useful for is for competitor analysis. It can take weeks of trawling around all their websites. Then you can become the person in the middle and actually sift through the relevant things for your business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it matters at that stage of someone's career as well, because there's a queue of people who are more than willing to predict that, like, oh, we won't need marketers in the future. AI will do everything. And I'm like, no, that's, you know, it's the people that understand how to use it to get better results are the people who are the key. We can't lose people out of that equation because no one wants to buy from AI. People want to buy from people. So I think it's great that you're incorporating it rather than just trying to pretend it doesn't exist or anything like that. Are there any kind of success stories that you want to highlight and tell us about?
We've got many success stories. Even going back 12 years ago, my first ever marketing apprentice started working in a clothes shop, and now she's become a marketing manager in a large, an e-portfolio system.
Okay, yeah.
Within the education system. There's a lot of people who are doing really well. A lot of people, because they've worked with that company, they've grown within that business. They become the marketing managers themselves and taking on apprentices themselves.
I love hearing those success stories. I think it's great. What's your message for businesses, maybe people who are running a current marketing department and maybe have that room to kind of grow and maybe they're, you know, kind of considering recruitment options? Maybe apprenticeship's not something that's necessarily crossed their mind until they listen to this this podcast. So what's your message to those people?
Well, we've got two things, and a marketing apprentice is valuable. You can mould them into what you need them to do. And then, like, even within a few months, what they've learned and what they can put together, it just benefits the business dramatically. The other thing about apprentices is you might have somebody in your business who's dabbling a little bit of marketing. Well, they could retrain, they can upskill. The apprenticeship route is there for anybody at any age. And a majority of it is fundable. For a small business, 95% of it is fundable by the government.
It ticks so many boxes, doesn't it? It makes so much sense. The final question that I've been asking people today, this is a big question. What's your prediction for the England match tonight?
3-1.
We'll take that. To England, I presume.
Yeah.
Just needed to check. Awesome. If anyone does want to kind of follow up with you or maybe find out more information about the apprenticeships that you offer or just apprenticeships more generally, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can either connect with me on LinkedIn. My name's Maria Tomkinson. I think there's only one of me around. Or they can email me, maria.tomkinson@ccsw.ac.uk. Cheshire College, South and West.
Awesome. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. And enjoy the sunshine this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.